Carey selected that song, not me. Charlotte Wilder of Sports Illustrated, SI Now, the Wilder Project, joins us. Hello there.
Hi, Rich. How are you?
I am just great. How are you?
I'm good. I am. We were supposed to talk earlier, and I had to interview someone, and I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but it was Tito, so that makes it okay.
I know. It was Terry Francona, who is probably one of the most fun managers in baseball to talk to.
He's awesome. A good guy, too. I bet that was. We'll give you a free pass on that. Anytime Tito beckons, you feel free to put us in line behind him.
Right. Thank you. I mean, I started the interview. I was like, look, first of all, October 2004 was the best month of my life, so thank you.
Now, while you were there, did you sing for him any tunes from the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood soundtrack?
Well, thank you for bringing that up, because that is a thing that I would most like to talk about in this world, Rich. that soundtrack, truly. I mean, that movie, have you seen it yet?
I have not seen it yet, no.
I am pretty obsessed with it. I thought it was really fun, and the soundtrack is just killer. So I highly recommend listening to it anytime you have to walk somewhere, because it'll make you feel like you're in a Tarantino movie, which, you know, minus hopefully all of the gratuitous violence.
Yes, yeah. But I've listened to the soundtrack, and it's great. I mean, that's my wheelhouse. I was just a little toddler at the time, but I love that music. So I'm glad it's resonating with you as well. How was your time in Maine? You had a little vacation time.
Oh, amazing. I mean, anytime I can get up there, it's just absolute heaven. You know, I'm sneakily trying to figure out a way that I can just spend all my summers up there, but I don't know that, you know, work and that are terribly conducive to one another.
You also got a little something while you were up here. I think it was in Rockport that may be the envy of the nation, that Patriots lobster hat.
Sorry?
The Patriots lobster hat.
Oh, the Patriots. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I walked into Graffam's fish market where my family, you know, buys all our seafood in Rockport, and sitting on this lobster crate is a hat for $15, and it has an embroidered lobster in the shape of the Patriots logo and the Patriots colors. And I bought it. I originally didn't, and I tweeted about it, and people were like, why didn't you need to go back and get that? So I got back in the car and I went back and I bought it.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Are you excited for the Patriots season?
I am. You know, I'm interested. It feels like I can't help but feeling like we're kind of on borrowed time here, but, you know, Brady doesn't seem to age, so I'll take it.
Oh, yeah, he's going to play until he's about 62, 63, I think.
Oh, for sure. I think that he'll still be in the league when some coaches retire.
And I have to think he sleeps in, you know, some oxygen-rich environment, a little chamber that he goes into every night, and they...
Well, he does. He has his special pajamas. Do you remember that?
Oh, that's right.
Two, 3 years ago, he started selling a special line of Tom Brady Under Armour performance pajamas.
Listen.
Which, you know, I mean, we should all be so lucky.
Right. I can't argue with anything the man does at this point in his life.
I actually was once at an event, and the CEO of Under Armour was there, and he was there with their head PR person, and someone introduced me, and she was like, wait, you're Charlotte Wilder? And I was like, oh God. I was like, yeah. She was like, yeah, we read what you wrote about those pajamas. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, well, you know, I just think it's a little silly. And she was like, no, we respect it. And I think I had, you know, like a beer in my hand. It was a party. I think I had like a tall boy or something. She's like, I respect any woman who drinks a tall boy. And I was like, wow, okay. That was a real roller coaster of a conversation.
That's kind of a microcosm of your life, that whole story.
Yeah, it truly was. That was everything that that I am about.
We need the Patriots to get going here, because this Red Sox season has just been awful.
Oh, man. It's a mystery to me how you can have the same team, same roster with that won a World Series just like kind of fall apart. But I mean, you know, that's the thing about sports. It's human. It's fallible. It's chemistry. It's the intangibles that you just cannot always control.
I understand you're already hoping to be in charge of promoting the brand new Seattle Dragons. I think you can do some good things for them.
Oh my God, the XFL is so bizarre, Rich. I have no idea what's going on there, but I did think that the promo they put out, which looked like a mix between 50 Shades of Grey and Game of Thrones, was, you know, really just capturing the zeitgeist.
It's fantastic. We're talking to Charlotte Wilder of Sports Illustrated here on Downtown. What's going on with the Wilder Project?
We are actually about to shoot two segments this fall, which I'm pretty excited about. We'll be back in the spring, which gives us time to, you know, make sure that episodes could be as good as they can be. We have a pretty small crew, so it takes a lot to make this happen, and hopefully we're going to come back with, you know, 10 really solid episodes.
You got people a little wound up this weekend on Only a Game talking about equal pay for the women's national team.
Yeah, that got a little contentious. I was not expecting the conversation to go that way, but I was happy to have an excuse to talk about why it is a civil rights issue. So, you know, but I mean, it's really just so impressive what those women are doing. And I'm really just thrilled watching them take this fight public and to trial.
And I don't understand the resistance anybody would have to that notion, but I don't understand a lot of what's going on these days.
Hey, me too, Rich. You and me both, man. I think I don't quite understand how that can be a contentious issue, but, you know, here we are.
Are you taking steps to get to where we hope you'll be at some point, and that is that stand-up career?
Oh, that's very kind of you. I have a few sort of ideas about it. I don't think so. Maybe something written at some point. I don't know. I'm kicking some ideas around here, but I'm not sure I quite have the courage to do the stand up yet. But, you know, maybe I'll have a few tall boys and we'll get back to that.
There you go. I know you're a big fan of Succession, and do you know there's a Maynor in the cast in season two?
Oh, is it Catherine Fitzgerald?
Yeah, Caitlin Fitzgerald, yeah.
Caitlin Fitzgerald, yeah, I know her. My family is good friends with her parents.
Yeah, that's right, because she grew up in Camden.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so psyched. It is so cool to see that. She's just crushing it.
Well, you're crushing it too out there. We love following your work. The best follow in the world on Twitter as well at The Wilder Things.
Oh, you're too kind.
And my greatest wish, as always, for my football season of broadcasting Black Bears football is that at some point on the road this season, I can once again be drinking with a college friend of yours and send you a text.
I would love that. I would love that. I gotta make it to one of their games.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We're not at Fenway Park again anytime soon, so have to be somewhere else on the road.
You'll get there. You'll get there again.
I hope so. Charlotte, hey, we thank you as always. Appreciate you making time.
Thank you, Rich. Thanks for being so flexible. I really appreciate you guys. Always a pleasure.
Anytime. Charlotte Wilder, Sports Illustrated, SI.com, The Wilder Project, and so much more.